Tired of losing money in the stock market roller coaster? Frustrated with the government taxing you into oblivion? Worried about inflation? How do you prepare for so many financial uncertainties? Welcome to the show that will help you develop your game plan. The Financial Quarterback with Josh Jelinski. Josh is a noted financial advisor and president of the Jelinski Advisory Group, and he's here to answer your questions. Call into the show at 800-321-0710. 800-321-0710. Now let's kick off your financial future. Here's Josh Jelinski.
800-321-0710. This is an open line edition of the broadcast. So call right now. 800-321-0710. An uncanned live show. So we got a lot to talk about, but as always, I really want to hear from you. So if you have questions, now is the time to chime in. Retirees could see their monthly Social Security checks jump by $170 a month next year. Is that enough to keep up with inflation? I want to get your opinion on that. 800-321-0710. And with inflation causing a spike in college costs, we're going to talk about some tax breaks worth exploring to help cash-strapped families and how to create an interest-only retirement plan. And the U.S. economy continues to shrink and many aren't prepared for an economic downturn. Here's what people are telling as recession fears grow. According to CNBC, some may be eligible for assistance with their monthly premiums under the Medicare Savings Program. Fortunately, there are many resources to which struggling seniors can turn. You can also seek help from an advisor. Even so, many retirees, the bump in their annual cost of living adjustment won't be enough to shield them from sharply rising prices. Unfortunately, the formula used to calculate the adjustment doesn't reflect the specific expenses that seniors face, especially rising medical costs. Moreover, the underlying benefits are inadequate. So there's two kind of points to this story. One is, if you're not yet retired, big government can't save you and won't. And two, you don't want to be reliant fully on Social Security. So you want to have other means to make an income. So if you have enough money where you have a few bills saved, are you planning for income? That's another tip. Plan for income. Take your Social Security and your pension, and if you need an extra $5,000 a month to have the life you live, don't take risk with that $5,000 a month. Take risk with the difference. Meanwhile, the Nonprofit Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget reports the bump for seniors could actually be as high as 11.4% if inflation remains at the current clip. Monthly benefits for retirees would be about $175 on a $1,668. We help a lot of people. They have $3,200 a month. They get like $350 a month as a raise. To be sure, these are both just estimates for now. The actual hike will depend on the rate at which prices rise in the coming months. Get help with health coverage and prescription costs. Whatever the exact COLA number clocks in at, the extra cash still may not be enough to recover your budget from high inflation. Health insurance and prescription costs can take a big bite out of retirees' income. So the moral of the story is get more income to offset against inflation. A lot of people say, well, I need the market. No, you need more income. So if you're looking to get more income, call our office. I have just three spots left for the what to do to generate income review. If you qualify, your premiums, deductibles, and copays will be covered, which would be an enormous financial relief for anyone. In addition, those enrolled in Medicare Part D, which covers prescriptions, should look to see if they qualify for extra help. The program can reduce the costs related to your drugs. That benefit could be worth more than $5,000 a year. There are also a number of charitable organizations that assist seniors with health care. For example, copays.org. That's copays, C-O-P-A-Y-S, .org. You can apply for funds to put towards copays, premiums, deductibles, and over-the-counter meds. National Patient Advocate Foundation has a financial resource directory in which you can search for local aid for everything from dental care to end-of-life services. Many requirees are even qualifying for food stamps, or as it is more affectionately referred to, the new name is SNAP, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Many older folks aren't taking advantage of all the food assistance available to them. In a 2015 study, less than half of eligible seniors participated in SNAP. So your tax dollars go to fund that, so make sure you do. The extra money can go a long way for retirees on a fixed household income, though. The maximum benefit a month for a household of one is $250 a month. Grocery stores, farmers markets, online retailers accept the funds. SNAP has rules around how much you can own in assets and earn in income to get the aid, and Social Security checks are factored in. Still, certain expenses, including your rent and child care costs, may be deducted. U.S. Department of Agriculture also has the Commodity Supplemental Food Program, under which certain low-income people over the age of 60 are eligible for a monthly food package containing fruits, veggies, cheeses, and more. Meanwhile, retirees covered by a Medicaid health plan benefit may be eligible for free food through Mom's Meals. Some Medicare Advantage plans offer meal benefits under the program for those recently discharged from a hospital. The bottom line is there's a lot of benefits from Mom's Meals to copays.org to SNAP if you're struggling as a retiree. While you have to be in low income to qualify, some retirees will be eligible for SSI, a means-tested program for those over age 65 or with a disability. Last December, more than 2.5 million people received both Social Security and the supplemental payment, which can be as high as $841. For more help, the National Council on Aging has a benefits checkup website where you can learn about more than 2,000 resources available. If you don't have money for online, I was like, they tell you to go online. What if you don't have money to go online? Well, go to your local library. The council has a guide called You Gave, Now Save, including information on the most generous benefits that help older people, like phone bill and property taxes. So although, sometimes we get calls to the office, we are not social services. I do not know. And we generally help people who have money save for retirement and convert that to an income. So occasionally we do these shows and we give some tips. I remember when we first gave Social Security planning, we had a lot of people who were just struggling and they needed Social Security to live. Now, if you need Social Security to live and that's your only form of living, you can't really delay Social Security. So the delaying Social Security strategies and other income-oriented strategies that we do are for retirees that have money. Maybe you have $500,000 in an IRA. Maybe you have $1 million in an IRA. $2 million, $250,000, and you don't know what to do with it, $100,000, and you're looking to supplement income because you're nearing retirement, that's where we will give you our Income for Life blueprint, and I'll throw in the seven ways to save taxes review for free if you schedule and keep your no obligation review. So how are you planning for an inflation bump? Well, we're helping a lot of you enhance your extra income. So next up, we have Barbara. You're on with Josh Chelinski, the financial quarterback.
Hi, Josh. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
We have a little bit of an unusual situation. My husband and I, my husband's retired, we're having a new house built down in Florida. We are taking with us my 91-year-old mom. So the question goes to the purchase of the new house. She is going to be contributing about a third the price of the house. But the funds are coming from an irrevocable trust. We had her attorney draw up a family agreement so all the beneficiaries have agreed that the funds from the sale of her current co-op, that those funds could go to purchase part of the house that she will be living in for the rest of her life, and I won't be caring for her. So my question to you is, what's the best way to, I guess, set up that purchase so that the tax ramifications for her, for us, are at a minimum?
So you're trying to purchase your mom's house?
No. It's a new build that my husband and I are buying, and she's going to be living with us.
Okay, so you can do two things. She can be the entire owner of the building, and you can then be you set up a trust or something like that so that you inherit that building then. Home, she gets you get a step up in cost basis when she dies on the growth.
Okay.
A lot of people will gift the money to their kids to buy.
Mm-hmm.
The negative there is then there is no income tax or capital gains tax savings.
Right.
So we could work with an attorney, with your accountant to devise a plan. When was the last time your accountant, your advisor, and your attorney all met in the same room and said, hey, what's best for you? We do that for you at no charge, 888-988-JOSH. So what you could do is she owns it outright, right?
Okay.
With you as the beneficiary of her will for that specific house. The benefit of that is any capital gains would get a step up. Does she have money or not really?
Yes, not a tremendous amount, but.
One reason why she might want to gift that to a trust or to you directly is if she was on the border of getting Medicaid for nursing home. Generally, if you have money, though, you don't go on Medicaid. You just spend down your assets.
Right.
Or use a long-term care. But the problem of gifting your home to your adult children is when you die, you're gifting the cost basis of the home.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you might want that because your husband might say, hey, I want control here. I don't want people to kick us out of the home. Well, you could also have what's called a life estate. So she could give you life estate, meaning she can't kick you out. And then when you die, you're the inheritor of the house. And then any growth, say from 91 to 101 is tax-free. That's kind of cool. So there are two sides of estate planning. There's what I call the A side, and then there's the B side. The A side is trusts, Medicaid planning, nursing home planning. And then the B side is income tax planning, capital gains tax planning. If you do the thing to protect from Medicaid, right? You hurt yourself on the tax side.
Okay.
So a lot of people say, oh, I'm going to give my house to my adult children. I'm older. And then they don't go on Medicaid.
Right.
Because they have too much money. And they end up giving the government more money than they need to. Conversely, she could also gift you the house, gift the other assets in a trust, and then the beauty of that is then you have control. And if there's nothing wrong with her in 5 years, the 5-year look back would not apply. And then she could go on Medicaid. So Medicaid is a 5-year look back. So you got to figure out, well, what's more important, income tax savings if you ever go sell that Florida house or trust and estate planning?
Okay.
You probably don't want to have the money like owned jointly, because if you have siblings, well, they have a claim to that house, and then you're forced to sell that house when mom passes too.
Right.
So what you want to get this written out in some type of trust or something like that.
Well, yeah, she has an irrevocable trust now with the co-op, but that's going to be sold. So
yeah, but the irrevocable trust then has to own this property.
Right.
And I don't know if that's the best thing, and especially if you're moving to Florida.
No.
You don't want to have a New York irrevocable trust. I'd prefer a Florida irrevocable trust, because Florida has no state income tax and a less onerous state. You know, so there's a lot that we could help you with. And we'll give you a free consult at 888-988-JOSH. Any other questions?
I think we're good. Thanks so much.
Wonderful. And we'd love to meet with you, give you the book, The Win-Win Wealth Strategy, for free when you schedule and keep your no-obligation review. We'll be back after these messages.
Tune in to the financial quarterback Josh Chelinski this weekend and learn how to protect your financial future in a down economy. Josh and his team at the Chelinski Advisory Group can help you lower your taxes and lower your risk in these uncertain times with a 27-point checklist designed to improve your financial health. Whether you're worried about runaway prices, fear of an upcoming recession, or a stock market meltdown, tune in to the financial quarterback and count on Josh Chelinski to call the play. For a free copy of Josh's book, The Retirement Reality Check, call 888-988-5674. That's 888-988-5674. Or visit Chelinski.org. That's Chelinski.org.
Tune in to the financial quarterback, Josh Chelinski of the Chelinski Advisory Group, this weekend and learn how to protect your financial future during these turbulent times. Looking to lower your taxes or need help securing your financial future? Then Josh and his team are the people for you. They're experts in financial economics with one mission in mind: to protect you and your investments. From their 27-point checklist to their one-of-a-kind financial quarterback approach, they help you achieve financial health and guide you through the hard times of high inflation, looming recessions, and stock market meltdown. For financial security, call them now, 888-988-5674, and get your free copy of Josh's book, The Retirement Reality Check.
At 800-321-0710, if you have questions on stocks, bonds, annuities, what I call the A or the B side of estate planning, it's exactly why you need to meet with us. If you need income to offset some of the ravages of inflation, maybe you need help planning for the death of a loved one, the untimely passing. By the way, you know, I'm not trying to be morbid here. You should be planning if you're 40, if you're 30, if you're 60, if you're 90, if you're 70. What's going to happen to the people you love and the causes you love? Now, inflation spiking, hurting many parents who are concerned about higher tuition, few tax breaks, however, may offer relief. For cash-strapped families, financial experts say, while tuition and fees remain mostly flat during the pandemic, some colleges are now rising rates by 5% amid soaring inflation. 529 savings plans may have lower balances after double-digit stock losses in 2022, and rising interest rates are making loans more expensive. Here's my tip number one: don't go into college debt or in too much college debt. While 529 savings plans provide a tax incentive to save, and the student loan interest deduction may help after graduation, other write-offs may be limited. However, here are a few tax credits worth exploring. The tax credit for undergrads, number one. If there's an undergrad in your family, you'll want to consider the American Opportunity Tax Credit, a break for qualified expenses on education limited to 4 years per student. Here's how it works. You can claim 100% of the first $2,000 of costs per kid and 25% of the next $2,000 for a maximum credit of $2,500 per student. To qualify, you'll need Form 1098-T from the school covering tuition and expenses paid. Moreover, up to $1,000 is refundable, which means you can claim part of the benefit even without a tax hit, a possible boost for lower earners. However, the more you make, the tougher it may be to qualify. For 2022, eligibility starts to phase out once your modified adjusted gross income exceeds $160K for couples filing together. You can't claim the write-off with MAGI above $90,000, $180 for joint filers. While 529 savings plans provide a tax incentive to save, the student loan interest deduction may help after graduation. Other write-offs may be limited. There's a tax credit for graduate and professional degrees. Another tax break, the lifetime learning credit, extends to graduate studies and professional degree courses worth up to $2K per tax return. And you may claim 20% of the first $10,000 of qualified education expense. Though the credit isn't refundable, you can take it for an unlimited amount of years, but the same income phase out supply. You can't claim both credits for the same expenses. So if you're eligible for the American Opportunity Tax Credit, it's better to take that one. That's where you're going to get the most bang for your buck. This according to CNBC. And you get to claim a tax break for working. Parents may claim the American Opportunity Tax Credit or Lifetime Learning Credit while children are dependents. But working students may also qualify for a couple of tax breaks. Students may claim the Earned Income Tax Credit, a refundable write-off for low to mod income workers. If they can afford to save some of their earnings, they may also have to take the Retirement Savings Contribution Credit, Lucas said, applying up to 50% of deposits for a maximum of $1K for single investors. So if you need help with college planning, even though you might say, Josh, you do college planning, I don't thought you don't believe in college. No, I believe in education. I just don't believe in going into debt to pay for your kids' education. Big difference. So, segment three, this is from U.S. News and World Report, an interest-only retirement plan aims to create a long-term portfolio that enables savers to live off the interest generated by their investments and leave the portfolio intact. That's the dream, right? $2-3 million living off of 3 or 4%. That's called the 4% rule. So if you have $2 million, that's $80,000 a year for your portfolio. If you have $3 million, $120,000. If you have $1 million, $40,000 a year. If you have $500K, $20,000 a year off of your portfolio. That's what we call the 4% rule, where you live off of interest. Once the portfolio owner retires, the retiree should be able to live off the interest gained on the investments without having to touch the portfolio principal until years like this when your portfolio is down. But you really shouldn't then liquidate shares. With an interest-only retirement plan, you can live off the interest earned on interest-bearing investments. You need to figure out how much to save to be able to live off the interest generated. Factor inflation and potential bear markets in any interest-only planning equation. Bond laddering or annuity laddering can be an efficient path to secure an interest-only retirement outcome. So according to the WealthAdvisor.com article, we'll get more into an interest-only retirement plan when we return. This is Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback. Don't touch that dial.
Maybe it seems like prices can't get much higher, or that the stock market is headed for bear territory, or maybe you're worried about another great recession. Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback, can help you protect your family's financial future in times like these. Tune in this weekend to The Financial Quarterback to hear how Josh and his team can help you decrease your tax liability and lower your risk. Call 888-988-5674 to take advantage of Josh's 27-point plan to achieve financial health. And when you call, you'll receive a free copy of Josh's book, Retirement Reality Check. Tune in every weekend to The Financial Quarterback and call 888-988-5674 to receive your free copy of Retirement Reality Check.
Give us a call, 888-988-JOSH, if you want help generating an interest-only retirement strategy. If you need help, we're here for you, 800-321-0710. So an interest-only retirement planning strategy involves investing in assets such as dividend-paying stocks, annuities, bonds, and funds over a long period of time. The retiree doesn't spend the portfolio principal in retirement, but only the returns the portfolio generates. Successful interest-only investors may be able to pass the untouched principal to their heirs. Since you are maintaining principal, you won't have to watch your retirement savings decline in retirement. The other main benefits for retirement savers are lower risk and lower stress. This is because you are generally utilizing securities such as investment-grade bonds, and this is from the Wealth Advisor article, this man, Kevon Melchior, which is kind of dumb, says invest in money markets and CDs to get your yield. See, this is what the average financial advisor is telling people. It's wrong. You can't get interest only off of money markets and survive. Oh, hello, sir. You have $1 million saved and you're getting 1% on your money market, so you're getting $10,000 a year. Dumb. Now, you can get an income strategy off of annuities. On $1 million at 65, you might get 50 grand a year. 70, you might get 60 grand a year on that same portfolio. And something like a fixed annuity with an income rider. On that same million, you might get 30 grand a year off of dividend paying securities. Now you could get a yield as high as 4 or 5%, but realize then you're taking a little bit too much risk. And so you just can't live this strategy if you're putting it all in dividend-paying stocks either. You could, but you have to be okay. If you put $1 million in a, they might not have a million. Let's say you have 500 grand. If you put 500 grand in the stock portfolio and your dividend yield is 5%, it sounds great, 25 grand a year. But what happens when that 500K turns into 350K or 400K like the last 6 months and you get scared? Well, then you're going to stop taking income. So this strategy can work if you have the right advisor. But even in this article, the gentleman quoted really doesn't get the true risk here. Now is one of the best times that I remember to do this because you have very strong fixed rates on bonds, treasuries, annuities, even dividends off of stock. You have some good strategies because stocks are a little depressed, so your dividend yield means more. Now, CDs, you know, okay, here's 1%. I mean, what's that going to do? Nothing. An interest-only retirement plan provides the retirees, the article says, the comfort of knowing they have a very high probability of not running out of money or having to deal with market fluctuation. That's where we can help you to build that plan. At 888-988-JOSH. So how much money do you need to live off interest? Knowing how much money you will need to retire is essentially important for interest-only retirement plans. An interest-only retirement plan has sufficient investments to spin off income needed to meet your ongoing expenses without having you to sell any of the principal investments in your portfolio. This is different from the 4% rule, where retirees can safely withdraw an amount equal to 4% of their investments during the year adjusted for inflation. An interest-only retirement plan typically requires a significant amount of savings. For example, let's say your expenses at retirement are $10,000 a month. Using a 3% interest rate we can determine roughly how much in investments we need to support that annual income. In this scenario, you would need $4 million. Well, who's $4 million? I mean, some of our clients do, but it's not an average thing. Average person might have $100,000 saved for retirement. So the scenario is a great strategy if you have enough money, but not right for everybody. In this scenario, you need $4 million in total retirement savings to meet the mythic $10,000 a month. So that's where we have our income gap software. We will figure out, could you do interest only? Could you do 4% rule? Is an annuity right for you? All of those income planning type questions, give us a call and you can see if you can achieve retirement income certainty at 888-988-JOSH. You'll need a large investment portfolio to be able to cover your expenses with the generated interest using these variables. An investor would expect to receive 3% or 30 grand per year for each million. That's what's nice now about higher interest rates. We can get that up from 30 to 44K on that same million on a fixed rate basis. As a result, setting up an interest-only plan requires significant planning, as there are numerous factors that can prevent your plan from being successful, including declining interest rates, inflation, and unexpected expenses. So that's why right now, that same $4 million, you only need about $2.7 million to generate the $10,000 a month, maybe two and a half, because the products are out there right now, or better because rates are higher. You will need a large retirement portfolio to be able to cover your expenses with the interest-only plan. So, basic rule of thumb, with the old interest-only plan, every million you need about $30,000. Million gives about $30,000 of income. Now you can get that same million to generate 50, 60K a year off of something like an annuity, or 44,000 a year off something like a fixed rate program or bonds. As a result, setting up an interest-only plan requires planning, and you need to watch out for interest rates, inflation, and unexpected life events. So how does this interest-only plan compare to the 4% rule? Interest-only retirement plans aren't the same investment plans based on the 4% rule. When an investor uses the 4% rule for taking retirement portfolio distributions, the retiree is using principal to make up distribution payments on the 4% rule. The 4% rule allows the retiree to dip into some principal in down markets in a small enough a distribution that should allow the retiree's portfolio to recover in positive markets. That's different from an interest-only plan where you can't touch the principal. And we got to really even determine, is either right for you? Now, how do you select interest-generating investments? Well, you call us at 888-988. Josh, I have just two spots left this week for an interest-only planning discussion, 4% rule or income plan rule. The most common investment vehicles that earn interest include public and private bonds. I would not necessarily recommend bond funds for this strategy, although you can do that. This article says bank savings accounts, which is idiotic. And this is from inspiration is from an article called Wealth Advisor. And nowhere do they mention fixed rate annuities that are 4.4%. They mention bank savings accounts. Idiotic. And real estate investments. I don't know about you, but many REITs that I've seen have lost money. In 2022, investors are seeing more robust rates on investment grade bonds, CDs, fixed annuities, fixed indexed annuities, high yield savings accounts, and immediate annuities. For high yield savings, you can get anywhere from 1% to 1.5%. Dumb. Intermediate investment grade bonds are yielding 2.5% or higher. 1 to 30 year treasuries are all close to 3% right now. Dumb, you could make more income. So that's what the average advisor is telling people from wealthadvisor.com. But interest rates are variable and are not guaranteed to stay the same throughout retirement. Yeah, if you don't have guaranteed income. If an investor is using and guarantees are based upon the claims paying ability of an underlying insurance company, so you want to pick a company that's A rated or higher. If an investor is using mutual funds or exchange traded bond funds, then the interest level is definitely subject to change, which increases the risk of a lower income stream if the interest rate falls. Same goes for high yield savings, but not for annuities. Now, you can build a laddered portfolio if you use an interest-only retirement strategy, aim to diversify income streams to balance out any potential risk of falling interest rates over time, or tie your money up for the longest period of time that's acceptable to you at the attractive rates we see now, provided you have sufficient emergency fund. One strategy that can be employed, especially starting now with interest rates moving higher recently, is building a laddered investment grade bond portfolio. Laddering bonds simply means buying high quality and high rated US bonds that mature at different times. So some maturing in the next 1 to 3 years, others maturing in the next 4 to 7. But if you can get good yields, why don't you tie it up for 10 years, 7? It's kind of, you know, the dumb logic that most advisors have. Laddering US treasuries can help you lock in rates around 3% right now with high level of safety, since the investor receives a principal back at maturity, the article goes on to state. You can also supplement CDs. I-bonds currently pay 9.6. Keep in mind that as bonds mature, an investor would need to find a new bond to purchase, and it may be at a lower rate depending on where rates are in that year. So if you're interested in learning how to find about the 9% I-bond or more, call us at 888-988-JOSH, 888-988-JOSH. Next up, we have John. Go ahead. John, you're on with Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback.
Oh, hi. Yeah, I had a question. What interest rate should a jumbo CD get? Would it get 2%? And can you get that from, would you be able to get that from your regular bank?
You should be able to. I mean, if you need help, we can get you on some of these things like 3% for two to three years right now. You know, so.
So it's if possible.
If not, call us at 888-988-JOSH. And then the question is a CD right for you? Or do you want to lock in those higher rates for longer? You know, that may be the option for you. So we'll take our next break, and if you want to stay online for your next question, give us a call, folks, 800-321-0710. We'll take your questions remaining for the hour. We have just, 14 minutes left on the show. So call us at 800-321-0710 if you have a financial question, or call my office right now at 888-988-JOSH for the what to do with my CDs and fixed money review. Okay, so we're there for you, John, and hold on for your next question on advice on living in Germany. When we return, this is Josh Jelinski, the financial quarterback. Don't touch that dial.
Tune in to the financial quarterback, Josh Jelinski, this weekend and learn how to protect your financial future in a down economy. Josh and his team at the Jelinski Advisory Group can help you lower your taxes and lower your risk in these uncertain times with a 27-point checklist designed to improve your financial health. Whether you're worried about runaway prices, fear of an upcoming recession, or a stock market meltdown, tune in to the Financial Quarterback and count on Josh Jelinski to call the play. For a free copy of Josh's book, The Retirement Reality Check, call 888-988-5674. That's 888-988-5674. Or visit Jelinski.org. That's Jalinski.org.
Tune in to the financial quarterback, Josh Jelinski, of the Jelinski Advisory Group this weekend and learn how to protect your financial future during these turbulent times. Looking to lower your taxes or need help securing your financial future? Then Josh and his team are the people for you. They're experts in financial economics with one mission in mind, to protect you and your investments. From their 27-point checklist to their one-of-a-kind financial quarterback approach, they help you achieve financial health and guide you through the hard times of high inflation, looming recessions, and stock market meltdown. For financial security, call them now, 888-988-5674, and get your free copy of Josh's book, The Retirement Reality Check.
They wanted to ring the cash register without worrying about the money. Help people all week who want to ring the cash register of life. You're nearing the end of your financial journey, and you want to ring the cash register. Maybe you're single. Help somebody this week generate about $5,000 a month extra income on a non-correlated to the market basis. So if you want to ring that cash register, call us. 888-988-JOSH. 888-988-JOSH. And we could help you ring the cash register of life. So, got a lot to talk about. We're talking about this fascinating article by WealthAdvisor.com focusing on an interest-only retirement plan. And as always, I make it my own and kind of give a little critical thinking to it. And the great thing about this article, it gets us thinking, well, how do you create income? How do you ring that cash register? And there are some very great rates right now where you can lock in that rate and select a solid income plan for you. But too many of you are relying on two-year CDs. It's not going to cut it. Now, how do you tell if an interest-only retirement plan is right for you? Well, it's not right for anybody because you need a lot of money and a significant asset base saved. But you can hack it. So, for example, normally under the interest-only retirement plan, you would need $2 million to generate $60,000. Where if the focus is income, you could probably get $50,000 to $60,000 off of a $1 million portfolio if you do it right. So you can hack it so the result is similar in your pocket and you are ringing the cash register of life. You can also take advantage of Series I savings bonds, currently paying around 9.6%. If you call us at 888-988-JOSH for the interest income review, I have just three spots left for the income planning review. We can show you how to do it. Now, another strategy involves taking on some market risk or credit risk, investing in dividend-paying stocks or higher yielding asset classes like real estate or high yield bonds. Just note that there may be higher risk involved. But you can do a lot of these income plannings with little to no principal risk in the stock market right now because rates are higher. Now, an interest rate only retirement plan is feasible, but also has drawbacks. If you're aware of all the nuances of an interest retirement planning strategy and you remain flexible, the strategy could work. You need to be okay with having income that is not consistent from month to month. This says Rick Knott, some advisor in Beverly Hills. I don't know what he's talking about. You can have consistent monthly income from month to month in certain strategies. So, again, the advisors kind of used for this article really don't even know of the subject matter that they're speaking. This is interesting. Inflation adds more fuel to the fire of why the strategy isn't the most prudent for everyone. Since even modest inflation, which has averaged around 3.25% since 1914, erodes purchasing power over time, we feel a total return approach, taking into account not just income, but also growth is more ideal, especially when you incorporate multiple streams of income from different sources like stocks, bonds, real estate, and Social Security. That would be more akin to the 4% rule. That's what the guy in the article says. You know, it depends on what you want, right? If you want reliable monthly income on a guaranteed GSI stream of basis, You can do that where the guarantees are backed by the U.S. federal government, the former U.S. treasuries, CDs, annuities right now, paying the highest rates I've seen in a while, income-only annuities. Now, what if you bought an annuity a few years ago? Well, in some cases, you can beat those rates. In some cases, you can't. Why? Because some annuities work off of mortality credits. So if you bought it even a year or two ago with sometimes the deferral bonuses coupled with the income payouts may have been more attractive even if rates were lower a year or two ago when you bought the annuity. In some cases, it's not the case. So call us at 888-988-JOSH when you revisit if you made any annuity purchase within the last few years. Next up, we got Michael's a question on everybody's mind. Go ahead, Michael.
I have a question. I want to protect my principal, and I want to invest in the highest interest possible so that I get a return for 10 years, and I supplement that with my Medicare, et cetera. So I'm looking for what grade level bonds, probably corporate, and what kind of annuity should I invest in to make that happen?
Well, yeah, first, annuities are easy. You can look at a plus, a minus. Depending on your age, the yield on an A-plus rated annuity and rates are subject to change. Rates are guaranteed by the claims paying ability of the insurance company. But once you lock in an annuity contract, if it's a lifetime income, your yield can be like 5, 6% right now, depending on your age, without giving the money to the insurance company when you die. Now, I've seen seven-year ones at 4.4. I've seen five at four and 3 years at, I think the highest one I've seen is four-ish, some 3.5. So those are for fixed rates. You could also look at municipal bonds are paying good yields, insured municipal bonds, and high-yield corporate bonds, although they're going to pay less. Treasuries are paying around 3% right now. So you got a lot of options. I will tell you, it's a bad time in the stock market, but not a bad time if you're an interest-only investor wanting to retire on a fixed income. So there's some positive with all of this volatility and interest rate hikes, for sure. Any other questions on that, Michael?
No, that sounds great.
And call us. And we put your age in, date of birth, whether you're married, single. We have a blueprint, and it will show you the exact income that we can generate from your portfolio, utilizing bonds, CDs, or annuities, or dividends off of stocks. Although with stocks, you know, sometimes people want dividend-paying stocks solely. I don't recommend that fully because if you put $1 million in, you could have $700,000 at the end of the year if we go through a market crash. So, any other follow-ups? We got 30 seconds left, Michael. Okay, the music's playing. That means we got little time for you to call 888-988-JOSH. If we're getting a lot of calls in on this show because people are generating interest in learning how to get more interest out of their portfolio. Call us now, 888-988-JOSH, and you get the free book, The Win-Win Wealth Strategy, 888-988-JOSH.